Gotta go fast. We talk about a whole bunch of shit like sitcoms and video games and bongs and whatnot because we watched Sonic the Hedgehog for some reason for this week's episode of...
Well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Well, I've got that much to say. So 7 hours, 50 minutes. I got
6 hours of things to say.
I thought you were going to say six hours. I thought you were going to say 6 hours, 9 minutes.
That's a great Tristan Hayes. But it's just like Adolf Tristan Hayes. It's like a 6 million things to say.
And we're inside.
Yeah, that is close to the nichest thing we've done on this fucking show.
I think people will figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know. What else has been going on?
Yeah.
How does it feel like we're in minute 42 when we're on 39 seconds in?
It's because nothing happens.
Yeah, and we've actually we actually recorded pretty recently, and there's now nothing happening day to day in anyone's lives.
I don't know if anyone's been going on long walks and stuff like I have, but like when you run into someone, but like that's all there is to do. I don't have a job, but like everyone just defaults to that like same question as you would before, where they're just like, "What have you been up to?" And I'm like, "Fucking nothing, cunt. The same as you. Like I'm not allowed to do anything.
All there is to do. Clearly, you haven't finished 4 video games.
I just start lifting off Xbox achievements.
It's so good. Like it's taken.
What are you up to? Like, about season 7 of Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I bought and tried to play The Witcher 3 like 3 times.
Yeah.
And now like every time it gave me anxiety about how big it was and how little time I have because I'm always out doing comedy or whatnot. As soon as I started this time, I was like, oh yeah, I could beat this in like a day.
I could just get it through.
It's like a 200-hour game.
I'm on GTA 5 for like less than a week and I'm starting to be like, oh, I don't know how much longer the story has left in it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how quickly I was supposed to be working through this.
I paid $50 for Jedi Fallen Order, and I beat it within a week. But that's just like...
That's tough.
And I think like...
But you know what? You paid $50 to be like, yeah, I rule at this.
It was sick, though. Like, you do get a double-bladed lightsaber at one point, and it did make me want to watch all of Star Wars.
That might put me over the edge. I might do it.
And my lightsaber color was pink, which was sick.
That's pretty cool.
I was a progressive Jedi.
Still a bloke, but
he's
a metrosexual Jedi.
He's got flowing red hair as well, so he clearly sees a stylist.
Yeah.
I like the idea of just kind of like a Zoomer, like a Gen Zoomer, like sort of queer kid, sort of like pink lightsaber,
queer
like
eye,
looking all pretty, but like with a nice moustache and stuff.
Surely someone's done the bad sketch Queer Eye for the Jedi.
Ooh, okay. Oh, let's run with it for a
minute. Well, because I was just thinking,
if they haven't,
like,
you could make some cash selling that.
Because I was like, Jet, the only order that's fallen here is your dress sense. And it's like you've gone to the dark side. Paisley in autumn? I don't think so.
All things just keep getting better. That's the song, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's sad, but it's like Mace Windu in a row.
That's like... I mean, it's been
the
remixed.
The black one's Mace Windu.
Yeah.
It's like the like beauty care, like Jonathan Van Ness. Yoda Henny, what has happened to your skin? You're so wrinkled and green.
Anakin, we have to get you stop killing the younglings. Yeah, that'd be good. It's because now it's all emotional and stuff as well. It's like, why is Anakin so angry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd get him to come back to the good
side. Actually heard a great take on Star Wars recently, watching with friend of the show, General Charles McCann.
I can't wait to hear
it. I imagine this is a weed-infused take.
Yeah.
What if, like, Tatooine had 3 sons? Yeah, cool.
Don't you think them calling it the Death Star was just kind of manifesting their own destiny?
No, it was actually a good take.
If he's called Luke Skywalker, why can't they find him immediately?
I don't know anything else about Star Wars.
So. All right, so I'm not saying anything about who was and wasn't smoking weed either, by the way. I'm not outing anyone. Both.
No, we are.
Yeah,
and it's both of you.
You can't prove that we were smoking weed.
I reckon, you know, like history speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. That feels like an injustice. Anyway, it was prequels don't make sense because Anakin's such a bad character and it's all over the place. If they just like reminded you a few times that he was a slave till he was 10 and like he would just have like crazy trauma and shit, it like actually makes everything else he does make more sense.
But he hates sand.
Yeah, because he was... Because he was probably raped by a bug alien in sand, Jamie. Watto probably assaulted him in sand.
I don't think you can probably do it because like... I think
it's too dark. It's way too dark.
Well, also,
I don't think they really go into the kind of like, you know,
well,
mental
they
health of the
do.
Characters.
That's kind of
well,
the
as well,
are.
Like, do you think you'd trust George Lucas with a treatise on slavery, considering like Watto is
absolutely
a Jewish
not.
Guy,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And every fish like character has clearly got
yeah.
like a racist
yeah,
depiction
they somehow
of Asian
have
boys.
Under the Sea Jamaica. Somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, is that
you're right?
I think I heard that on something the other day. Like Jar Jar Binks, they say, is like a racist depiction of like Caribbean or something.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah,
say
yeah,
it's a minstrel right. show.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that right. fucking guy who played him like recently, did you see that?
No, what did
you
he
see
say?
This? the guy.
Hey, so
the guy,
thanks for coming to the funny lounge.
Ahmed Best, who played him, because he was fucking run out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
After
yeah.
Jar Jar Binks.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, I know. Mm. So he like posed. So like the pendulum swung back, and now everyone's team Ahmed because he released some like essay being like,
"Do you know what
yeah,
it's
after
like?"
After Phantom Menace,
it's,
I tried to kill myself.
It's like what's its in like Ben Stiller's character like gets like absolutely torn apart for going the full retard.
Oh yeah,
in
yeah
Tropic
yeah,
Thunder.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's
greatest
like
film ever made.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like you should. What's it called? Simple Jack. But yeah. I think
Tropic Thunder rules.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder is so funny.
But it's like you. I think the reason the person gets torched is because they're like, "Well, you should have known better than to say yes to do that."
Yeah.
Have you seen? I'll do it again. Have you guys seen this? I was. This was Dwight.
What else has been going on?
Some king on Twitter has been collecting screen grabs of woke teens who didn't who had never heard about Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, I saw.
So it's just like a lot of screenshots. And my favorite one is like, "Oh my god, Robert Downey Jr. has done blackface," and I'm googling. It doesn't look like he's done an apology.
If you're googling Robert Downey Jr. to see if he's done an apology, how are you not finding out everything else about Robert Downey Jr.?
But also just the imagine their face when they find out that he got nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yeah, and it's like the best.
And the idea that like he's supposed to apologize for something that is already commenting on something bad.
Mm. Oh man, there's all
we should do
stuff.
Tropic Thunder. It'd
yeah.
be interesting to see how it holds up.
I think we get cancelled for our takes of not criticizing it enough.
I'm pretty
I
sure disagree. It's just
I
kind
think
of...
I think most people are standing by it.
I'm pretty sure it's kind of endlessly on Netflix. So.
Like,
I mean,
think,
I'd love to watch it.
I'd say that like most like left-leaning people who are our age would look at the people criticizing it now and be like, yeah, it's the fucking point. Like,
they were
making that point.
It may
I mean,
be
it's
possible
the same, it's
that
the same
he
point
maybe
as
shouldn't
the whole
have
Simple Jack
done
thing.
Blackface, though.
No, I think you're... But, like, I think you're wrong.
I know his point was good, but, like, some would argue, not me, some would argue that people just generally should.
Well, what do you
do
say
blackface.
To those people?
Tell them to suck it.
I thought you were
tell
gonna
them
try.
To shut up and watch Tropic Thunder.
I thought you were going to try and weasel your way out of that one into some way to still get slobbed.
Nah, dude, my slobbing days.
I think, like, you'd get more pushback for the use of retard, right? Like the blackface thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I reckon blackface is more touchy than people saying retard.
Mm. I mean,
well, blackface as a concept is obviously way more touchy.
What I know for sure is that we're the ones to decide.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, three white people.
Who else is going to decide?
I mean, two. Yeah, three white people and two not retarded. No. Which one?
Yeah, sorry.
You decide.
Sorry,
after the viewers. Hey.
You fucking set yourself up, you idiot.
Yeah.
Find out which one is retarded on the Patreon.
We shouldn't say that word.
we'll leave that to the mug off.
Yeah. Get him.
Yeah, but anyway, Ahmed Best said he was like going to kill himself after like the negative reception, and basically like
Misha Gong.
And said he was like going to, and basically like stopped acting and couldn't get shit.
Yeah.
And then was like, yeah, it wasn't my fucking fault. Like, I was told to do this.
Yeah. Well, didn't also Jake Lloyd also feel like killing
himself? Yeah, Jake Lloyd had a lot of trouble too.
Really killed a couple of
who's
people.
That and what? And
the kid who played Anakin in The Phantom Menace.
Why was it just bad luck?
For the exact same reason.
Bad acting, people teased the shit out of him.
Well,
he
just
was
got
a child.
Being a kid, like, fuck, that's rough.
Well, Star Wars fans are notoriously fair and level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
The prequels aren't like, why bother with 8-year-old Anakin?
Yeah, well, because you know the thing is, you can also just take away the Phantom Menace and it still makes sense. That's a take that's floating around.
Yeah.
If you just pretend it doesn't exist, it still works.
Fucking do the Clone Wars, put Darth Maul somewhere in there.
Yeah, Darth Maul.
But, I mean, that's not really an original take.
Let's not do spoilers. I was about to spoil a movie. I still haven't seen Rise of Skywalker. Is it on Disney Plus yet?
Yes.
I'll probably watch it tonight.
Got in this week.
Maybe another day. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Man, the world is your fucking oyster,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hastings just sprinkling little crumbs for people next week to listen to. I wonder if
I know what
movie.
He's sprinkling crumbs on.
Yeah. I'll
bloody
tell you what.
Weed leaves into little his nuggets. Bong.
I might, I'll tell you, yeah. Watch out for that next week, whether or not I've watched Star Wars, and I'll give you my take on it.
And if you,
oh, sick. I can't wait.
And if you and Charlie have some cool theories. It's
not a it's not a fan theory. It's just because it is part of his character arc is that he is
what
angry.
What if midichlorians existed?
But they should have just focused on that more as him and his adult to make that link clearer so his arc would have made more sense.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just that they like he's a little bitch. Like, he can't handle
it. He really is. Yeah. It's really out
he
of control.
He can't handle the fact that people don't like him.
Man.
I think is that the thing? He's like one of those like swole nerds.
I don't think he's a nerd. Well, he is a nerd because he built robots and shit, but he's not swole.
You know,
but that's the Darth Vader. Is like that was his like way to be a swole nerd and get back at everyone.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You know, like there's the kid, like when you're in primary school, there'd be the kid who was like not good in class at all and wasn't popular at all, but also was one of the bullies and he had anger problems. And then one time you hang out with him on the weekend and you see his house and you realize his mum hits him and it's like, you know, he's like the troubled kid.
Yeah, I've actually never experienced that.
Oh.
Was it you?
No. I was the one they made friends with because I was an easy target.
Yeah.
I made friends with a lot of troubled kids.
That makes sense.
And yeah, anyway, Anakin's like that. He's like
you are a magnet for bullying.
Yeah. Or like literally since the day I was born.
Man, how does that make you feel?
We can get into it later.
When we're not here and my therapist is you.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to make an appointment.
It's so interesting.
I'm waiting for my therapist to call me back at the moment. I don't know.
Oh, man. Imagine if your therapist ghosts.
Oof, that's tough. I haven't been broken up with by a therapist before.
Have we talked about that on here?
She just like was.
She's like, you're two.
She was moving.
Hang on. I know the story that you probably tell to people, which is like, Andrew, just morally, I can't do it because I'm so attracted to you.
you've got too big a dick for an insane person.
That D hit too good.
My pussy can only take so much, Andrew.
My back walls may never fully recover. No, I've been working out with by two therapists. The first one was moving practice, and she told me she couldn't take me with me because that's against some code or whatever. And
really? Then, that seems weird.
I'm taking business from. She's taking business from an ex-employer. Essentially, it's like when you can't. It's like when you can't take clients when you're a salesperson and you move companies. And the other one just went.
She'd
on
have taken
leave.
You if she really valued you.
Yeah, my last one before my current one just went on maternity leave. My new one's really good though. Except I think he might have ghosted me. Yeah. Nah, it's good. I'm doing well.
But you do present... for someone who attracts bullies, you do present as like a cool guy.
Thanks, man.
Well, you do your best to, but fail, and that's where the bullying comes from.
I'm trying to be cool right now.
But you often are.
Little boy lost.
Oh, man.
can we talk about this?
Andrew just wants to be loved.
Can we talk about is a friend of the show, former guest Lauren Bonner, messaged a few of us earlier today to point out that Hastings now looks like early Ringo Starr.
I mean, I don't think
and
that's
it, it's like it's pretty accurate, I reckon.
I think you've got to at least talk to me to bully me. You know what I mean? If Lauren wants to say that, she can just DM me with that criticism directly.
I don't know. I mean, when it's there, it's there.
Of course you're going to send it to your girls first.
Also, I wouldn't say it's a criticism. She's just pointing out.
Nowhere
in the message to say ugly.
You guys are lucky I don't have any self-esteem issues.
She also didn't follow it up by saying anything like, yeah, what a stupid cunt or something like that.
Yeah. That's true.
If you scroll down there, if you blew a little dust off the phone...
She just said that you look like one of the people in the biggest band of all time.
And she actually said that she loves the Fab Four.
Yeah.
Mm.
And she'd love to see your Fab Four.
But my like, Sweeney's amount, four minutes. Four?
One penis, three testicles.
The amount, no, the amount of inches on his penis.
Well, I don't want to talk about Lauren Bonner and my penis. That's uncouth.
No, I was saying that she liked Ringo Starr.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Okay, sure. Anyway, what else has been going on with you guys?
I don't know.
Yeah, content's hard.
The same stuff. It's pretty good.
Well, should we just kind of get into this because the reason we picked this movie was you wanted to talk about a specific topic.
I have a gaming take before we get to that, if you want one.
Okay.
It's from a game that was released 5 years ago, though.
Sick. I'm so excited for it.
GTA 5, right?
Yep.
Still really good. Still really good game.
Yeah. Is that the take?
No. Here's my take. Something that I really enjoy about this version of GTA, and because I'm a fan of the franchise long term, I just weirdly skipped on this one because it was a console change. Doesn't matter. Mm. Here's my fresh take 5 years too late. GTA 5 rules because obviously in the main story you play as three separate characters and you rotate between the three characters.
Yes.
Previous ones you only played as one. Some of them you're a black gangster guy. Some of them you're an Italian gangster guy. Whatever. This time you get three. You're an Italian gangster guy. You're a black gangster guy. The third one is you're like a methed out crazy guy. Now, what I really like about that is that then gives you permission.
You can relate to that one more?
No. Obviously, I relate to the black guy.
He likes to go. The methed out crazy guy likes to go to his friend's place, Bali, and smoke weed and watch a famous comedian that paints a devil mask on himself and calls people the C word.
All right.
Cunt of the month. It's called.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit. Anyway, no. What I like about the meth guy is because in-game, his whole thing is out of nowhere. Like, in-story, in-character, he'll pull out a machine gun and start shooting cops and stuff. Like, he's completely insane. So, you now have an in-story reason to play the game. The game has always been played. Because the way I when I was playing GTA 3, 4 by City San Andreas,
yes,
I'd be like, oh, I'm like this gangster trying to, you know, make it out of the ghetto. I'm doing a Goodfellas parody or whatever. It makes no sense for my guy to just suddenly start shooting cops and civilians on the street and then have a cutscene where he's like, I'm trying to make it out of this town. Doesn't make any sense. But you can do it as the meth guy and it's like, oh, I'm just playing the game.
Let me ask you a question based on that.
Yeah.
So if you play games now with like moral choices and like a honor system and whatever.
Hit me.
Do you naturally align to like the good side?
Always.
Yeah, same.
I'm too anxious.
Do you know apparently like 98% of people do that? And like game designers designed this whole thing for where like if you go bad, like it's badass and you could do all this shit, but no one ever plays
the
it.
The only time I ever
Because I think
bad,
ultimately you
want to
be the hero and the hero is like good. Like you're living a fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still get the dopamine from the good and I still get the guilt from the bad in game.
Because you're like putting it in your head and you're like, oh, like imagine if this was actually happening.
Yeah. Part of the reason I didn't like Bioshock was because of that. Because I was like, I'm never going to kill one of those girls. Like,
yeah.
And that like fucks up the whole.
I killed a girl like immediately in that.
Apparently it's horrific to watch. I never saw it.
It is kind of, but like...
Was that like a die in real time or some shit?
It's like it's...
They're like a little girl.
It's like a little baby girl and you're gonna like kill it.
Jesus Christ.
They're like a ghost.
I did it because like it was telling me to and I was like, oh... Alright.
Someone's behind you with a shotgun being like, do it.
Yeah.
I did a bit of early research for it and I knew that there was options.
But you get punished for it because there's like 15 of them.
If
you kill one, you automatically get the bad end.
That's the worst thing. Yeah. They tell you to do it and then you do it and they're like, oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Well, that's kind of what the whole game's about.
That's so manipulative.
Yeah, no spoilers on a 15-year-old game.
Yeah, that's like entrapment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you should...
Bioshock's whole narrative is kind of about that.
They should make like just watch like a playthrough of Bioshock just for the twist.
I don't think Rose is going to do it.
Hey, so sick.
You know what? I'm definitely going to not do that.
All right, listen.
I tell you what.
Play Bioshock.
Instead of watching it, just read the Wikipedia synopsis.
Yeah, it's
like,
just
it can be
done
in like
3 minutes.
Cool. And, like, and then if you Google like Bioshock twist.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll like kind of show you some pictures.
Yeah, even just reading about the twist is as effective as playing it.
Why don't I just watch The Sixth Sense?
It's not that twist.
Yeah.
But it is
a
great twist.
Mm-hmm. But I found like I always play good as well. And even like, because in Red Dead, you fucking stack up bodies because you're like an outlaw. But even then, like I, in my head, I invented like I had a moral code. Like I would only like,
But the man only has Chinese. Got to have a code.
only those railroad only workers.
Chinese. You never kill anyone who's not in the game.
I was kind of, because like I killed a lot of people, but it was always like if people stepped to me and disrespected me,
absolutely,
then they'd fucking get one in the head.
If I find a character annoying in a game, I'm way more likely to kill them cold-bloodedly than I am if I find them evil.
Although Red Dead had a few like cumbersome mechanics where like, it'd be, I've you'd like that. Be standing with someone and you'd be like trying to like wave them down and you just end up shooting them. And then someone would be like, you committed a murder. And you're like, all right, I've got to talk this guy down. You'd shoot him in the head. And then all of a sudden you're running from the law.
Yeah, it's real fast.
But there were ones where like,
comedy of errors.
There were ones where like you'd get robbed and I'd be like, oh, this is cool and badass because you're getting robbed. Instead of like surrendering or talking to them, you just immediately draw and pop them both in the head. And you're like, yeah, got my fucking anti-hero ass code on.
Yeah, dude, like Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, should we talk about this movie?
Okay, let's do it. Hello, welcome to We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Added All, a podcast about teen sex comedies and things thereabouts, or things very much not thereabouts. Is it the case this week? Because we watched Sonic the Hedgehog.
I disagree. I think this is a teen sex comedy.
Anyway, it's a 2020 action-adventure comedy film based on the video game franchise published by Sega, directed by Jeff Fowler, in a feature directorial debut, and written by Pat Casey and Josh Miller. Stars Ben Schwartz as the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog, Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik, as well as James Marsden, Tika Sumpton, Natasha Rothwell, Adam Pally, and Neil McDonough. Ooh, I'm Rose Piper. Thoughts, questions? This was a children's movie. You made me watch a children's movie.
Yeah, if I was a kid,
yeah,
man, my parents would hate me for how many times I made them rewatch this movie.
Oh, yeah, if I was a kid, I probably would have loved this movie as
well.
Because
there's really not something in it for the adults.
No, but it's a good kid's movie.
Like, it's fun. Like,
it's a fun kid's movie.
Yeah, it's fun as a kid's movie, but it doesn't have that. Because I just watched the two Paddington movies.
Yeah. Right.
Apparently they're great.
It was
like Xavier... Yeah, Rebeski Noonan used to always go on about
they're like delightful and great for adults and kids. This is like Ben Schwartz like borders on annoying. He's supposed to, obviously, because all he does is fucking yap.
Mm. But Sonic in the cartoons was like always like supposed to give off a bit of like kind of coolness with his whole like tapping his foot like I'm waiting.
Well, they did that. They did a little fan service at that moment, which I personally appreciated.
But I kind of like what they did with Sonic and made him kind of needy in this.
Yeah,
it was like the Andrew Hastings Sonic.
Yeah, well, he's Sonic when he's not. Well, he's Sonic not in his. He's our Sonic out of his realm. It's a fish out of water Sonic. I can't talk today.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just like, he's not at his best.
Some of the jokes that were in this, though, I'm like, for a movie that was so comprehensively like redone, I'm like, I can't believe some of them got through.
Yeah. Well, there was more... The script was well and truly set.
Also, like,
when the well done.
The jokes are very... They're for children.
They're for babies. It's a babies movie.
Yeah,
babies.
It's a babies. We're watching babies.
And we're babies because we watched it.
Yeah. I kind of think Sonic's kind of like a cool teen bad boy. I think it counts for the genre.
Well, I think he's supposed to be, but he wasn't in this.
Well, I was doing some reading about Sonic, as I am wont to do.
Yeah. On DeviantArt? You're reading about Sonic on DeviantArt?
I was drawing Sonic.
You're on the forums again?
Yeah. No, because I was reading about the Sonic movie, and then I wound up on my way to like the TV show Sonic Boom, which apparently aired like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They did this like big grand redesign for... You might have heard about this.
Yes, I did.
But like in 2017, they released a new Sonic game called Sonic Boom. They did this big redesign where like Knuckles is a fucking huge meter.
It looks weird.
A picture
of
that.
And Sonic now has a stupid bandana on. And like people...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen pictures of this.
And people slayed the game for being a piece of dog shit. But then there was like... I found this like huge Twitter and like rabbit hole of like how the Sonic Boom cartoon... was actually one of those things that like appeals to kids and adults.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed like some screen caps of best jokes. They're funny.
Yeah.
Like, they're good. There's like a whole thing about Knuckles like knowing about feminism even though he's a meathead. like I'll see if I can find you the screenshot now. Let me see. And there's a whole thing about one of the first jokes in the series is just like talking about existential dread.
And like Jesus Christ.
Fuck yeah, getting wild in the Green Hills.
Let me see if I can.
And in this movie, we gotta go fast.
Yeah, well, I like
that. There's a fart in it. There's a big fart at one point.
Yeah.
Where was the fart?
After he had too many chili dogs.
Yeah, too many chili dogs. Oh, right. Which was a nice callback to the Sonic TV show.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a good feel. Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I liked all that shit. I kept thinking the mushroom thing was going to end up being like a Mario reference. I kept being like, is this going to be some fucking Mario?
No, it's a reference to Sonic and Knuckles. What Mushroom is, Hill Zone.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about
it's
that.
It's the first level.
It's the first level, yeah.
The
yeah.
piano remix liked, of Green Hill Zone theme fucking owns, yeah, by the way. Cool. That plays like right near the end.
What about the song?
I don't love it.
Did you see the little fan service at the start where he was like, he was in Emerald City and like the like bits fell down?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so here it is. I'll read it out. It's like one of the first things that comes up when you type Knuckles Sonic Boom. So it says like, Amy Rose like is like playing soccer, mm-hmm. just giving herself a little pep talk. And she's saying to herself, like, can the young woman break the glass ceiling and prove once and for all that a female can be just as good an athlete as a male? Hmm. And Knuckles says, you know, Amy, anytime someone calls attention to the breaking of gender roles, it ultimately undermines the concept of gender equality by implying that this is an exception, not the status quo. And then everyone looks at him and he says, what? Just because I'm a meathead doesn't mean I'm not a feminist.
I can't believe that was in a kid's show.
Yeah,
man, I respect the shit out of that.
That's good.
All right, I want to talk about Wiz Khalifa, Ty Dolla Sign. I thought, yeah.
It's Post Malone too, right?
No, it's Wiz Khalifa, Ty Dolla Sign, Lil Yachty, and some other dude who I haven't heard of, but it's the dude with the blue hair. I thought that song was terrible.
It is very bad.
I love that it exists.
Oh, of course you do.
I like it.
Dude. You posted just that song in our little pod group chat.
I also just tweeted it out. Just tweeted out the link to that.
I got a question
video.
For Rose.
YouTube video is great.
If you were stuck in a room with a broken record player that had to play one song over and over again, would it be the Sonic the Hedgehog Lil Yachty collab or would it be Venom by Eminem?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the whole song. So I'd probably like, but.
I think Venom's.
A masterpiece.
I don't know. I might have to go for the Sonic one just because it doesn't have someone going vroom vroom. Yeah.
I much prefer Venom.
I haven't listened to the entire song of either song.
I've listened to Venom in the last 3 weeks.
Of course you have.
To Venom in a while, but I don't mind it.
When the sequel will be coming.
We got to watch the sequel.
With Woody Harrelson as Carnage.
It looks very silly.
Did you guys see the post-credits scene on the Sonic movie?
Yeah, baby, Tails.
I'm excited, dude.
Oh, no, I didn't. Where was it? It was like at the very
post-credits,
end.
Post-credits, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I just shut it off.
It's not at the very end. It's like after all the...
Can we
like,
say... People
video,
assume
2D
we're
going to
spoil this, right? We can spoil this.
Yeah, it's a fucking old movie.
But it came out on like...
What happened?
Sonic comes through. And Tails comes through.
Yeah, Tails like comes through a portal and it's like, I've got to find him. And then like flies off. Yeah. It's so cool.
So we're going to get Sonic 2, Sonic and Tails, I imagine.
So this is going to just be like... Because then after that, they'll do fucking Sonic and Knuckles.
Well, it made money.
I reckon 3, they'll introduce like more. You'll get like Shadow and Knuckles and whatnot.
I reckon it could go either way. I reckon that 3... It'll either be a free-for-all or 3 will never happen because coronavirus will impact the green lighting of a sequel. It'll happen too late and by then people will lose interest in the sequel to Sonic and it will do badly at the box office.
Yeah, but it does have in favor that it's a nostalgia property so people aren't going to lose interest as fast.
Yeah,
and it's
but
animated,
Power Rangers got fucked
means
in the ass.
Animated movies can be further apart because the actors getting older and stuff doesn't matter
true.
As much.
Power Rangers didn't do that good though and that's like a huge nostalgia thing.
That's true. I reckon they'll definitely give it a shot. Right, but when 3 happens, I see what you mean. Yeah.
I didn't feel like humans needed to be part of this. Surely you could tell a fun story with Sonic within like the Sonic world.
I think that they definitely needed Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey was good.
Carrey, I thought, was genuinely really good.
Well, they need Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah, I think they cast him perfectly.
The only thing I think was like they could have made him fat. I think he could still do the same job.
I think he'll come back fat next
time. Yeah, he'll eat too many mushrooms.
Well, the end of it was that he looks like him with his hair's gone and the moustache is all out.
I guess like, is that like whitewashing for like fat people?
To
casting
like
classically
fat
roles, giving classically fat roles to skinny people. That doesn't seem right to me. Fat actor could have taken that job.
Jeez, you know who could have taken that job with
Lizzo.
A shaved head?
Liz.
He's sitting right at this table, motherfucker.
Yeah, I could have done it.
Yeah, James, you'd be a great
James
D. James, we got a member of the community right here.
When would that have happened before? Skinny person. Oh, maybe Shallow Hal? But
no,
like the
it's
message.
Not the same. I mean, a character that's...
But you couldn't do Shallow Hal without them also being skinny.
All right. Yeah.
You need them to be
also,
able to be
I
there.
Don't think you could do Shallow Hal this...
Anymore? Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
A fat movie where a role traditionally played by a fat person now
played by a skinny person.
Chris Hemsworth in Endgame.
Yeah, that's not you're not.
Yeah, so it's really just so that's
such a specific thing. So there's no way you'd be able to whip up another example off the top of your head.
So there's no such thing as fat washing or fat greasing.
Here's fat one. Greasing. Would you say John Goodman in the Flintstones is fat?
Well, John Goodman's more just a fat big. Guy.
He's more at that stage. He wasn't that fat. He was more just broad.
Yeah, but Fred Flintstone isn't like huge on the cartoon.
Fred Flintstone's fat.
No, he's not.
Not really.
All right.
He's normal.
He's just like taller than Barney.
I will lay down my weapons.
It's like surely there should be an example of it if you think about it. Yeah. But there isn't.
Well, yeah. People should be protesting this.
Here's a question that I have again for white.
You know, like how Paul McCartney got replaced by a clone or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they've actually replaced Adele.
Yeah. Adele's not real.
Man.
Here's a question that I have for us white people to mull over on the podcast. Is like, I'm sure it's not, but something about the storyline where like there was no explanation behind the like sister-in-law just hating him. Like something about that felt racist.
Yeah, she doesn't like interracial couples.
Like it, I don't know why. It just like it just, there was no reason behind why she wanted him to get divorced.
You were going to go so way more racist with that. Be like, I don't understand why there was a need for an interracial couple in this movie. It's a child's movie.
Dude, I'm in an interracial couple. People forget that about me. I'm actually woke.
Yeah, but it doesn't count because your wife is racist towards her own race.
By having sex with a Chinese 25-year-old, I'm actually very woke.
Yeah, but you try to be woke anyway.
Yeah, I know.
So...
Don't you reckon it just kind of felt like caricature-y or something like that?
The sister character felt a little caricature-y.
Mm.
But also maybe
the sister, yes, absolutely she did.
I liked
there was not much point to her either.
No.
Apart from the idea that it's like kind of there was no point to her.
It just gives I think
although the niece running around the house saying gotta go fast.
Do you know what it is?
Mm.
Is it adds dynamics to the scenes with the partner because the partner and the husband are always getting along. They never fight the whole movie, so there needs to be something happening.
Yeah. Even just and like, it was like the slightest possible conflict. Yeah.
Just so literally so something's happening on screen. They can't put her in there. Like because otherwise it would just be like, here's what's happening. Okay.
Mm.
Like that's the scene then, otherwise. Like
I was waiting as well for a long time. I'm like, he's got to get the shoes at some point. Like, the red shoes are like an iconic part of it.
Verbally reference him having bad shoes before the scene where he gets the red shoes?
When they were taking them off, they were like, look how beat up they are. His feet must hurt.
You'd think you'd have to allude to that in an earlier scene.
Right? There were like visuals of them.
Yeah, I think
like,
it was pretty like...
It came out of nowhere, right?
No, I disagree.
Yeah?
I think it was hammered home visually...
Also, I noticed, I was like, he doesn't have the red shoes. And when he finally got them, like, there you go.
Just the scene of him going, like, oh boy. Like, looking at his feet.
Need to get down to athlete's foot soon.
But there's, because in this movie, it's not implied that the shoes make him fast.
No, the shoes are, they're just nice shoes.
Yeah. So there's less of a point to them. He just looks snazzy.
Hmm. I liked the fight scene visuals. I thought they looked cool. You know how
they're a complete ripoff of X-Men First Class.
Yeah, I don't care though. That scene's awesome.
Yeah, same.
I'll watch that heaps.
Yeah, Amy was like, this is a ripoff. And I was like, yeah.
It's a complete ripoff.
I was like, yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun. I liked all the stuff with like, I liked Robotnik's machines. I thought they looked cool. They were a cool little design.
His interactions with his like side dude were funny.
Yeah,
or absolutely. Like at least not like sitting there cracking up, but just like
it feels good to watch funny. Jim funny. Carrey let a little loose.
Yeah.
It was good to
after
see.
Years of fucking dramatic bullshit.
Yeah, dour crap, and like expecting the crazy from Jim Carrey these days to be like, oh fuck, he's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah,
instead of just like, man, he's good at playing like an over the top kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. Jim Carrey fans are a very specific type of comedy fan.
Do you think Jim Carrey fans really exist anymore?
Yeah, but they like his stuff from the 90s.
Yeah, well, of course.
That's what I'm like. I've
Who's been, like, man, the number 23?
Talking about like guys our age. Like I've met a few like Jim Carrey fans.
Well, like people who are like Fun with Dick and Jane fucking rule.
No, people who are more like... yes, man. No, people who are more like Ace Ventura fans and shit, but they like watch his old stand-up from before all that, and he's like, oh my God, his face.
Man, in Living Color, he was like the white guy on the black show.
Yeah, all that sort of shit.
Mm. Liar, liar, though. Fucking great.
Wild Eye fucking rules.
Great.
So does Ace Ventura.
Jim, what's the...
Do you know what it doesn't rule, though, is when Nature Calls, like the sequel. I rewatched that a little while ago and like...
Is that the transphobic one? I haven't watched
it. No, the transphobic one is the first one, which is like... The
transphobic one's good.
Which is actually good, like, and like... Yeah, the transphobia is bad, but like, in terms of transphobia, it's like, it's on the lighter sort of edge.
It is on the lighter side, although like 1,000 people puke at the idea. Yeah.
But that's almost why it's funnier, because it's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But like, yeah, man, the sequel was just dog shit. Like,
I remember the sequel has like one of those... Do you remember any like specific examples when you're a kid of like something you just laughed so hard at, you've rewatched it like 1,000 times? Because Ace Ventura 2 has that.
The
bit where
out of the rhino?
No, no, no. The bit where he knocks out the man and says, "You must be the Monopoly guy," and then shakes his head. And goes, "Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Like, I think I watched that scene over and over and over again. Like, that's and funny. I was just like, this is genius. This is the height of comedy. Hasn't been equaled.
Mm.
Yeah, I was a big Jim Carrey fan. I really liked Dumb and Dumber when I was a kid. Something about diarrhea comedy, really, diarrhea still to this day.
But did you have something that you went back to? And
oh, right. Yeah, plenty of things. Napoleon Dynamite, the opening scene, I did a lot of times when I first saw it. I just watched that.
How old were you? Yeah, how old were you when that came out?
Like 13, 14.
No, I'm talking about like when you're like 7.
Oh, right. Only in bed, but we've already covered this.
So up until you were like 13, you just watched baby shows.
No, I was.
He watched like Sesame Street till 13, and then it was like Fight Club.
And then 13 to 24 was all twee bullshit.
Yeah. Hastings
That's
was a
not
real.
No,
Hastings
I
was a real high school musical. Yeah.
I watched a lot of like Seinfeld and Simpsons shit. I was cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
I just had fucking purple sneakers, being like, "Yeah, got the latest Wes Anderson."
My stuff from when I was like,
yeah.
When I was primary school, it would have just
I'm
been like.
I've got a mangina.
Can
I ask? I've got a question for both of you guys. Yeah. Do you ever drink Bailey's from a shoe?
That's what I was saying to girls when I was trying to take him home from
I imagine.
And that was absolutely happening.
Yeah.
Like, if not with you, then with other people.
I'm going to go home and watch the Mighty Boosh.
Come back from home and watch some of the Noel Fielding stand up
actually. Like the old Greg episode is kind of like what Pose is like. I like
it's actually the Ballad of Milky Joe. Is that what it's called?
I like the coconut one. After the coconut one cracks
that's the coconut one.
Oh, right,
that is like probably the best episode, I think.
Yeah.
What's the big monkey's name? Is it Naboo?
Bolo.
Bolo.
Naboo is the...
I watched the Mighty Boosh every day for 2 years and then never again. It was one of those things.
Mighty Boosh was one of those things that like...
For a treat, I'll do the rest of the show as the moon.
Absolutely don't. I'll kill myself if you do that. I'll murder myself.
That's 100% why I directed that at you.
Pretty much everyone I knew fell for the Mighty Boosh pretty hard. Like,
yeah.
Like as soon as the clip from, I guess it would have been YouTube or maybe a proto
the
version
old Greg
of YouTube.
Thing.
Yeah, once that old Greg, like those DVDs popped up in every house.
Those DVDs would be on that shelf over there.
Yeah, it's on stand now.
Yeah.
So clear out the
I'd love to go back and watch it.
I did
it.
I did not too long ago.
I watched like an episode, a couple years ago.
Because I remember like even at like the height of my fandom being like, oh yeah, they are really trying to be weird for weird's sake here.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want good weird... the
Tim
young ones. the young ones.
Yeah,
it's
young
like,
ones is cool.
It's real weird, but there's so much less like surreal imagery or whatever. It's just like, oh, this is just fucking dumb.
Yeah. I personally, I'm more into kind of like politics and the news.
I thought the word coming was going to be cerebral.
Yeah, dude. I'm into kind of like
really
intellectual
like,
comedy.
I like getting my mind jacked off.
Yeah. I'm more into, put it this way, I prefer CNN and N to the Chaser's War and everything.
Oh, there's someone out there like who said that like 2 days ago
what
sincerely
is
to their friend.
CNN and N stand for?
Here's the joke, you see.
The Dan Illich Non-Stop N-Word Network.
he's the best.
I was on an episode of Irrational Fear. You can go and listen to that if you want.
Yeah, good.
They did
Keep
not
that sort of stuff up.
They did not get the bit that I was trying to do.
Yeah, good on you.
Not enough N-Word. words. No,
that's the problem. Yeah, that was the thing. That's what I tried to do. No, it's not.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
what else is going on with the N-word? You guys seen this new Michael Jordan? that's too much.
I appreciate your willingness.
Hey, here's the thing. If you say the N-word in a dream and no one is around to hear it, are you really racist?
It's like Hastings goes home, fucking packs a bong and types lucid dreaming into Google.
Oh, that is the first thing he would start doing?
Disappears for 2 weeks. Finally opens the door and he's like, I did it. I said N-word in a dream and got called woke for doing it. Yeah. And then a black girl and then sucked me
and
off.
And then Denzel Washington shook my hand.
Yeah. Oh, and then Lizzo blew me.
Man, I would love that.
Fucking so would I.
Beers?
Yeah, there's like heaps in the fridge.
Ooh, if you want to get a little,
if you want to get three out, you're more than welcome to.
How about the tastings for Hastings?
Let's talk about.
No, you know.
Let's talk about
I said
Sonic
get three,
in
one
general.
For him, two for me.
Yeah. So,
well, that's why you wanted to do this movie.
Rose, you're the resident Sonic expert. Give us a little background on Sonic.
Well, I would say that Jamie is probably that, but. So Sonic is apparently from the Green Hills. No, sorry, he's from the Emerald City.
It's from Japan.
And he's a porcupine, I believe.
Yeah. And,
oh my god!
Jamie's getting really angry over there. And he's he's green and famously slow as a turtle he is. Yeah, cheers, barmaid. No, like, because, like, the only gaming systems I've ever had were Sega Mega Drive when I was, like, real young, and then, like, a PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
So, I, like, Sonic is one of, like, all the Sonic games, like, Sonic 1, 2, 3, and 4 were the only ones.
This may shock you, that is not all the Sonic games. There are 5,000.
No, but, like, do you know what I mean? Like, the original four. Like, the Sega Mega Drive thing that I bought over there has also got Sonic Spinball on it, which is like some pinball game.
That was
really
very
weird.
Popular from memory.
It's got... I never played this when I was young, but it's got Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, which friends and I got really into in year 12 when we were trying to like distract ourselves from doing HSC study.
All right.
Like you'd get a text message from your friend just saying, Bean? Question mark. You're like, all right, we're going to Baker's house.
You sent me very similar messages like that, but about MDMA.
Well, yeah, drop your bean.
Dinger?
No, just bean, because yeah, drop your bean.
All right.
Made famous by Harris Whittles, R.I.P.
Sonic Spinball, I loved as a kid, but it does suck.
I was playing it the other day and
it's
I didn't
so
like
slow.
It. Yeah,
it's so slow.
Yeah, it was. I found it really frustrating. But also, I find all video games really all frustrating because I'm not good at them.
A little bit about Sonic here.
What do you want to know?
It's from the Wikipedia page.
Is this
the first Sonic game released in 1991? So it came from 1991. That's the first bit of research. My fun report. I'm doing a book report on Sonic to you. All right, Sonic. Japanese game from 1991.
You're not wearing a tie.
Yeah. It was developed, but Sega requested a mascot character to compete with Mario, 16-bit, Sonic Spinball, Sonic Adventure.
Damn,
it's
I
it's been
tell
across
you all, this.
All consoles, essentially.
Will you take over?
I was obsessed with Sonic.
Yeah, so was I. Like I watched the TV show and everything.
TV
like,
show,
I liked Mario.
Subscription to the comics, Sonic plush dolls, every game.
Yeah, I probably would have had like little Sonic and Knuckles dolls.
I had Sonic and Tails. I like Sonic was one of the... I had a Nintendo and then I saw my uncle playing.
Well, that's actually right. That was how I made my like first good friend in like kindergarten at primary school. Was
Sonic.
That's how I made my first good friend in 2015.
No, it was... that was like my first proper school friend was we talked about Sonic and like Sega games.
Yeah, Sonic was kind of a good equal... Because everyone fucking wanted... Like, when I was... Because I was... just going to school when Sonic came out, and I remember seeing my uncle playing it, and I was like, I gotta get a fucking Mega Drive.
Yeah. What year did you start? 92? 91?
Probably 91.
Right.
Maybe 90. Who knows? But
Sonic wasn't out in 1990.
No, I was talking about school.
Oh, right. You couldn't have started in 1990. I started in 96, so you would have been like 93, 94, 92.
I was
right?
95.
Yeah. I had a Mega Drive. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that on this pod. My uncle, well, not true. My uncle had a Mega Drive, but I lived with him.
Well, I was just at my mum's place. Like, and I lived
with my grandparents.
I was just at my mum's place then, and I was like, hey, do you still have the Mega Drive and the games? Because I want to, one, play it, but two, sell it for money. And she thinks she might have fucking chucked it out. I was like, oh, you goose.
Mega Drive, the console, not worth that much.
But the games, because there were games in there.
Most consoles aren't worth that much, right? It's the games that you got to get, right? I know Nintendo 64 is $30 or something.
But aren't like the cartridge games worth a bit because they kind of don't really...
Depends.
...age?
I sold a bunch to fund an Adelaide Fringe a couple of years ago.
Let me say, most of the games that people like us would have, not worth shit.
There's a few.
You mean Boogerman, a pick and flick
Booger
adventure?
Man,
that might be. It's the rarer it is. So I did this with my old Nintendo 64 shit to pay for Adelaide Fringe a couple years ago. So like Conker's Bad Fur Day is worth a lot. That's like it's like $200 almost.
Yeah.
But like GoldenEye was $7.
Yeah. Because I just wanted to.
A few old Game Boy.
I just wanted to play Boogerman and Quackshot again.
Oracle of Seasons. I think I sold for like $50.
I think. GameCube and Sega Dreamcast will still net you like what a modern console would cost. Because every 6 months, I'm like, I should buy a fucking GameCube.
My old housemate had a fucking... Like, my last housemate...
But why...
That moved in together.
Are you saying that's a lot or not much?
I'm saying it's a lot now.
But why is that? Because weren't they kind of famously bad and that's why they failed?
So less were produced.
Yeah.
They don't make a million.
But why would people? But why would people want them then?
Because collectors,
right?
For nostalgia,
and also because GameCube and Dreamcast, even though they failed, are considered very good consoles.
GameCube is a good console.
Yeah, why did they fail then? Or is that going to be completely not funny?
Because Sony is the ultimate destroyer of worlds. Sony basically put Sega out of the console making business by releasing the PlayStation 2 a year after the Dreamcast came out and, like, saving the reveal for the PlayStation 2 pretty much right when the Dreamcast came out.
Right.
So a lot of people were like, oh, I could get the Dreamcast or I could wait for the PlayStation 2.
And
which
had a DVD player.
Yeah. Also keep in mind
that's helpful.
Sega was just coming off, like, the monumental failure of the Saturn.
Yeah.
Whereas PlayStation was just coming off the monumental success of PlayStation 1.
I don't think I've seen a Saturn in my life.
I've
seen Dreamcast.
What was the one that was before the Mega Drive?
Master System.
Yes,
that I have played.
Yeah, I've played Master System. Also, this is the greatest bit of fuckery that I heard, if it's true, that basically just when the PlayStation 2 was about to come out, Sony, because back then they made like all sorts of shit as well, and they still do, obviously, but they were like one of the first people to do like CD burners and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Sega Dreamcast did not run on CDs. They run on something called GD-ROM, which was exclusive, I believe, to Dreamcast and may have been used.
Was it like a mini disc type thing? Or did it look like a CD?
CD?
Just looked like a CD,
but
just
like the way like a PlayStation 1 CD won't work in a record, like a CD.
Yeah.
So Sony just before PlayStation 2 came out or just after like Dreamcast got released, made a GD-ROM burner. Knowing that Sony don't make GD-ROM products, apparently released just a piracy machine for the Dreamcast because they could.
That's so fucking devious.
So yeah, from memory, it undercut, they announced it and it was a massive undercut on the Dreamcast and it was better because it was later and they held off and all that sort of stuff, right? So it just beat it in effectively every way.
Yeah, Dreamcast very underrated. Like,
I know people.
Did you play it much?
Yeah, I loved my Dreamcast.
Did you play the Sonic game?
Yeah, I loved Sonic Adventure.
What was it like?
Man, it would not hold up well today.
Because was it like the scrolling thing like they always were? Or
no, like it's fully 3D. So like they're trying to, obviously at this point everyone wants to be Mario 64.
Right.
This is a time of like generation when Mario 64 has raised the bar so high for what those games can be. But Sonic kind of like, and this is where 3D Sonic's always faltered, is that they can't reconcile like the fully explorable 3D world and the speed
the mechanic
of Sonic.
But
Sonic Adventure is quite charming because you can play as like multiple characters and like each character has like a different thing. So like Sonic goes through it fast. Like Tails and Knuckles are like explorers.
Yeah.
Amy hits things with a giant fucking hammer. And then there's like some other characters that kind of suck. But it's like got a big hub world that you explore.
There was one on GameCube that was either a port of that or a sequel or something. But I played a very similar thing to what you're describing on GameCube. And you'd swap between all the characters and you had little pets that you'd fucking raise.
Yeah, Chow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I played that on GameCube. Yeah,
Sonic Adventure and 2 came out on GameCube because the Dreamcast sold so poorly they wanted to keep bringing Sonic, but...
Poor Sonic. Really been done dirty.
Yeah. Well, there's fucking... The latest Sonic games, apart from the ones that go back to 2D, still can't hack it.
Yeah. Apparently, 2D one, you played that one there, right?
2D Sonic, one rocks.
What's it called again?
Sonic Mania. Yeah, it's just designed by like a bunch of fans of Sonic who, and Sega were like, oh, they're doing this better than us. We'll let them do it officially.
How much do you reckon that'd be on the Switch store right now?
I got it for like $20.
How much money do you reckon they got... from
probably
Sega.
Quite a bit.
Because that's what I'm interested about.
Sega's
right
still
now.
A bit of a powerhouse, considering like they publish a lot of good games.
Even after the closing of Sega World,
in Japan, like Sega still has massive arcades everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
So like they, I imagine, would still make a lot of money. And to also circle back. GameCube had a thing where, like, for a while, like, just after it came out, you could snap them up for, like, $50. Mm. Now that it's
considered... Oh, yeah, because it would have been, like, just get rid of these.
Yeah, and, like, no one was developing games for them apart from Nintendo and, like, their main studios. But now it's kind of... Now everyone's like, oh, wait, GameCube had some fucking great games on it. It's gone all the way back. Dreamcast, I think, has always been kind of rare because it's hard to get a hold of.
Was the reason the GameCube... not failed, but didn't do as well as anyone really hoped it would be. Was it just the lack of, like... Because I can't think of... Like, I know, like, for me, I like Wind Waker, I like Mario Sunshine. I'm sure there's, like, good, like, fucking, you know, Turok shit or whatever on there. But, like, there's no Mario 64 for the GameCube. There's no must-have... The only one I can think of, really, is Wind Waker and Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 2 was
the biggest console ever.
Runaway success.
Yeah. I had three.
The launch...
what did you need three?
They broke down a lot.
So they broke down a lot, and like we were talking about the other day...
The greatest console ever broke down a lot.
Its lifespan was so long. Like
It wasn't long.
No, no, like in the market. Like they made games for it for 14 years.
Right.
Which is insane.
Which is insane. It's supposed to be was six.
Was it a DVD player as well?
It was like when it was a lot of people's first DVD player, including mine.
It was my first DVD
player. Yeah, it was like a lot of people's first DVD player. Right.
Was it also that you could also play the PlayStation 1 games on it too?
Yeah. Huge. And well, because also that's standard kind of now. That's changed a little bit last while. But we'll see. It seems like they're bringing it back next gen, but...
Yeah.
We'll see.
But isn't the thing kind of now is that you just kind of use the internet to get the old games or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, it was the first like backwards compatible thing going.
So PlayStation 2, a little thing called the Xbox and Halo, taking America by storm, if not Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Then also the fact that the GameCube launched without a killer app like Mario.
Yeah,
it launched
Luigi's
Mansion.
That's what I'm talking about. It didn't have the killer app, right? I'm playing Luigi's Mansion 3 right now. Good, but should not be the launch title for a Nintendo console in 2000 or whatever. Like,
and then
we used to play those games on it, like in Toys R Us, where it was like Ricky Ponting Cricket or whatever, but they didn't have the like official name, so like it was all like Damian Morton and stuff like that.
Rocky Poontang.
Like, yeah.
Rocky Poontang.
Did you ever play?
Oh, well.
Yeah, my name is...
looks like I've got to revert back to man and start doing porn Rocky Poontang.
Very good.
It was that whole kind of like Sleeve McDykel, Bobson Dugnut thing. Like.
My dad used to have a dog called, this is like when I was like 7 or 8. He had a dog called Ricky, named after Ricky Ponting, his favorite cricket player.
That's so sick.
Yeah. My
love punter.
My dad's a big cricket guy.
Mate, I could watch him play the pull and the hook shot all day.
I remember when I was like 10 or 11, my dad was like, oh yeah, I don't have Ricky anymore. I moved house and he's like living on a farm. And I was like, all right. And then a couple of years later, I was like, oh, right.
You
learned
living on a farm.
And then by the time I worked out when I was 12, 13, and I never really liked the dog Ricky anyway, so I didn't really care. But I was like, 13 or whatever, I was like, oh, right, Ricky's dead, of course. Don't be silly. Didn't think about Ricky until like I was, 19 or something. Mm. And then one day my dad was like, man, I'm real bummed. Ricky died. And I was like,
oh,
what
so he actually went to a farm.
And I was like, what do you mean? Ricky died like, seven or eight years ago. He's like, no, he was at a farm. Like,
he was like, no, you don't actually do the lie.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful bit of subversion.
Yeah, Ricky actually went to the farm and then died on the farm years later.
Damn, you'd think that...
Man, that's wild.
You can't even believe now that your father was the only one...
So maybe now every time
not
they...
to do comedy.
Maybe now every time you get told they go to the farm, they actually do go to a farm and live a bit longer and then die.
Man, I can't talk about this much more because I'll keep thinking about what happens when my cats die.
They'll go to a farm.
Yeah, but no one sends a cat to a farm.
They do in Homeward Bound, right?
I don't know, I haven't...
You never seen Homeward Bound?
No,
I've seen Milo and Otis.
Damn, Homeward Bound's like a Stone Cold classic.
I saw a bit of Air, but
I mean, I might have
when
I was like a child.
We should watch it for the plot. Let's just do baby movies.
Yeah, yeah. Next week.
This week on Rugrats the movie, we're talking about Tommy and Chucky's chemistry.
I think I actually might have a copy of Milo and Otis somewhere because, like,
I don't think I've seen Milo
for my 21st, someone as like a joke present gave me this huge box of shitty DVDs.
Sick. It was Alexi. trying to get rid of some of those movies he's so fond of.
Yeah, it's like you're just flicking through and it's like Woody Allen, Roman Polanski,
Louis C.K. It's Louis C.K.'s I Love You Daddy.
Man, Yvette's been watching House lately. Which
I love.
House rules. House
God,
rules.
I was at my friend Karen's house the other day and she was also getting through it. Why is everyone watching House?
It's good mood for the quarantine. It honestly is. Two things. House executive producer Brian Singer.
Yes.
All right.
He directed the first episode.
Yeah, he's like, oh, his name's all over it. Every time I walk past, I'm like, Brian Singer.
Well, just
like
EP credit, like the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he directed the first episode and then was very hands off.
Yeah. And
but elsewhere was very hands on.
Yeah, well, because he had hands other places to be.
Oh God!
Also,
eating peanuts on the Lolita Express.
What did I say? Who was... Name a comedian who was on the Lolita Express.
Was there one?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Really?
Right, so... But it needs to be a different kind of... Like, okay, was Jerry Seinfeld on the Lolita Express?
Yes. I mean, he dated... Right. For the sake of this dated bit, a 17-year-old, so...
Yeah.
Right, there you go. Okay, it works anyway. All right, this is my new character, pedophile Jerry Seinfeld.
That's already been done.
All right, well, the punchline is, what's the deal with the airline peanuts on the Lolita Express? That's the punchline.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, there's actually a much more... finely tuned version.
All right.
You can look it up online.
Well, how about you do a bit?
What about Chris Rock?
You do a fucking bit.
No, the bit I'm doing is to sit here and just criticize you.
Chris Rock's pedophiles versus child molesters.
That's funny. That's good stuff.
This guy's a pedophile.
Yeah. Child molester.
Yeah, that's funny. I was talking about baby movies for babies. Brian.
We were talking about the game.
Kid. Oh, yeah, yeah. House. Homophobic house. Not homophobic, transphobic house. There's an episode where House is transphobic. Do you guys want to hear about it?
Yeah, because I think like House is pretty progressive.
Yeah, yeah, but this is because you can see how it slips through. So
I found a clip.
It's pretty rough. It's like pretty rough to watch.
The girl from House, I found a clip of her in How I Met Your Mother calling someone a tranny.
Nice.
Yeah.
So... So, spoiler alert for a particular episode of House.
Is this an early
episode? It'd be like in the first...
Hang on, let me put the microphone
in. Yeah.
La, 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 la. No, I don't give a shit.
So, it's a girl who's like a 15-year-old model.
Oh, yeah, who fucks her dad.
Who fucks her dad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. There's a lot going on here already.
I thought she was like... I don't know the...
It's intersex. She's intersex.
Yeah, I would have said her.
Right.
Yeah.
So the big twist at the end is
this
model...
archaic term
for it. This supermodel, the reason she's so beautiful is that she actually has two testicles inside of her because of, like, intersex birth stuff or whatever.
Yes.
And it's something to do with it. It gives her extra estrogen, which gives her big tits and clear skin and nice hair.
Yeah, because she's super hot.
She's like, yeah, supposed to be super... I don't really buy the actress as hot.
There's a few things like that.
Which she fucks her dad.
Called, like, colors syndrome or something like that.
Anyway, the way House tells the girl, she walks in to the thing and goes, the perfect woman's a man. And then, like, the dad's getting angry. It's like, she's not a man. It's like, he is a man.
Man.
Like, really hammering home, like, Jesus. Hey, let's get your balls cut off, dude.
No.
It's rough.
But was House doing that on purpose to provoke a reaction?
No, because that's what I thought too. There's no need for him to get the reaction. There's no medical reason for it.
Yeah, but he likes to do that.
Oh, yeah, he's doing it to be mean to her. Yeah, that's transphobic. to misgender a transgender person,
no, sorry.
To be mean to them.
No, I meant he was doing that to get a reaction out of the dad for fucking his daughter.
No, not really. No, that's not really part of that story.
He was just trying to say the dad was gay.
Dude, you're gay, man. what has two thumbs and is gay? Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
I just, you know why I can't watch House is because I can't stand Hugh Laurie doing an American accent.
I think it's great. It sounds great.
I prefer him to do his American accent.
Like, it's good, but like, I think because like the tone that comes out instead of when he speaks with his actual accent, I'm just like, oh, I hate it.
What about it grinds at me. House, obviously, this is like, I mean, like transphobic stuff, but like House, like if you go back and watch a lot of the episodes, like just obviously sexually harasses a lot of people.
Oh yeah, and it's pretty rough.
Yeah, but it's very funny.
He's like just going up to his boss and he's like, "Nice tits today." Like, it's yeah, control what he's doing.
It's also. But wait, here's where you get a free pass: is when I eventually get mine put in, I'll be upset if you don't say that.
Yeah, well, see, that's what Cuddy is like in the show. She's always like, "Oh, you,
yeah, Cuddy wants to fuck."
Do
House
you
really
come
bad.
With the
Cuddy
car?
Cuddy does fuck House.
Nice. Also, on the episode with, and this may have something to do with executive producer Brian Singer, but in the with the episode with the dad does fuck the 15-year-old girl, like they're all, the whole thing is like, oh, she's getting abused, we've got to report it. But then she lies to the child protection people, like the daughter lies to the child protection people. So the thing is like, why did you lie? And the daughter's like, oh, because I wanted to have sex with him, it was consensual, I don't want my dad to go to jail. And they're like, no, he's the parent, it's like his responsibility to say no. And she goes, no, I did it on purpose, I got him drunk. And then like lists a bunch of other people she did the same thing to, like a photographer, a manager and whatever, because she's a model. And then like for the rest of the episode, everyone's like, well, I guess the dad's off the hook. Like the dad raping his daughter just doesn't come up for the rest of the episode. It's like, I guess that does forgive it.
Yeah, like
House is weird.
You get written by blah blah blah, or like story by something, teleplay by Woody Allen.
Yeah, it's very that. It's like a weird, like, and then it's like executive producer Brian Singer, right?
Well, that'd be a guy, like,
yeah,
Brian Singer like to fuck little boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't know if those little boys got him drunk.
No, I don't think he'd even say that, right? Like he'd just deny
this
that.
Joke's
happened.
Really fucked.
Well, because Brian Singer got in trouble for doing that, like, apt pupil shit.
But it's like a 5-year-old boy and he's like another Scotch Brian.
Oh, God.
You're like a Silk Road.
Yeah. It's like Brian Singer writing the own script of his life where the kids
I'm
like,
just picturing, like, a really shrunken Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. It's that vibe. The kid doesn't look like a kid.
The kid just delivers, like, Aaron Sorkin-esque dialogue where it's like, well, maybe, like, if you had the cognitive faculties, you would have understood that I was, in fact, seducing Brian Singer.
The kids
and they're like sipping milk.
Brian Singer's like, I really must go. And the 5-year-old's, baby, it's cold outside. That's good stuff.
I mean, how do you justify that apart from being like, well, I got money and it goes away?
Yeah.
Because like, he's been pulled up on stuff before.
Dude, like big time. Like, yeah.
Well, because like, apt pupil, like, he like got in trouble for like filming like underage boys showering nude.
Yeah. He also, wasn't there much stuff with the X-Men thing? Or he got X-Men in spite of the accusations?
Yeah,
and
then he got fired off a bunch of shit. But he'll probably come back with something.
House
some
the movie.
Everyone comes back. Eventually.
Yeah, turns out the cure in this case in the House movie is that House needs to fuck the little boy. Yeah. Cuddy's like, you're out of control, House.
You know what, like, the guy who, like, created House has gone on to now, right?
What?
It's pretty much like the logical 2020 progression of House. It's The Good Doctor, which is a
right.
show about a doctor
about
with, like, severe
autism. Yeah.
Who's rude to people, but can be, because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, autism is kind of a superpower that way.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it's a good stuff.
How do we get to House?
Brian Singer, pedophiles.
Well, House does rule, though. It's one of my favorite shows to fall asleep to.
It is good. Yvette's been watching it, and I'm much preferring it to a Big Bang phase.
Oh, yeah.
No, Big Bang Theory phase.
That.
Yeah, that's
I was
tough
thinking
going.
The other day, what's the best sitcom of, like, the last 25 years?
Seinfeld.
25
Sorry
years.
Sorry to just answer it, but... Oh, 25 years? Arrested Development.
I suppose Seinfeld late. I'm talking, let's say like 2010 and beyond. Oh, no, wait.
That's
2000
10
and
years.
Beyond.
Curb.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No Love for 30 Rock.
Arrested Development. 30 Rock's in there for me, but on the rewatch, I haven't been enjoying it as much as I've been enjoying... Like, on the rewatch, Parks and Rec, I think, is better than 30 Rock.
I've been rewatching 30 Rock and loving it.
I have as well.
I've actually never gone through 30 Rock. Arrested Development is close.
Arrested Development, I think, is my answer.
But Arrested Development...
Arrested Development beclouded by...
That's what I was going to say.
It's pretty tired.
Well, so do you then view it... Are you one of the people that's like, my Arrested Development is just the first three seasons?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Well, I haven't watched anything beyond that.
What about something like Always Sunny?
Oh, Always Sunny's very good. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I think I might prefer to Parks and Rec.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine
in terms of like easy, light, comfortable Brooklyn, network sitcom might be Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
If Brooklyn Nine-Nine doesn't like overstay its welcome and like calls it at a good time like Parks did, then it'll be up there.
Well, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's been going for longer than Parks now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But like it's only...
7 years in, I believe.
Well, yeah, because didn't they split the last two? It's like Parks and Rec is like falsely long, because like, they split it or something.
Parks and Rec is 6 seasons.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the seasons are different lengths. Like the first one and the last one aren't as long.
Yeah. Good on them. Anyway, the answer's 2.5.
No, Parks and Rec's 7 seasons.
Yeah. The Office...
They're all over there. Like,
UK Office, maybe.
But I mean the first 4 seasons of The American, too.
Yeah.
Like, would have...
I really like Peep Show.
Oh, yeah. Peep Show is great.
I might put in 2 cents for Peep Show. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is on Stan?
What's in the Stan iconic series?
Will and Grace. What do you guys, feel about Will and Grace?
I can't stand Will and Grace.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'm just trying to think. It's like they're all good shouts.
Yeah, that's good sitcoms. There's a ton out there. Scrubs is not... I've tried to do a rewatch of that. It's not working
Scrubs
for me.
Scrubs is hard on the rewatch.
Scrubs has been quite hard on the rewatch.
You can enjoy Scrubs.
Scrubs for babies, so we can watch it.
You can enjoy Scrubs on the rewatch if you were a big fan back when. Yeah. Like, there are things where you're just like, ugh, but like...
Yeah, Scrubs still made me cry on the rewatch.
Yeah, well, it's...
I cry like when Laverne dies. Spoiler, sorry.
Oh my god, we've already been doing this for over an hour. We don't have to do this anymore.
We can just go and drink beer.
Yeah, we can stop this if we want.
Oh, okay.
You want to just keep naming sitcoms? I'll do it.
Well, I was going to say we can either sit on the balcony, finish a beer or two, and just do the sitcom thing in private, or we can just do it on here. And force
hang on,
it down
no, that's what we should
listening.
Do. I'm going to keep fucking. Trying this, okay, is we should go and drink beer and do the sitcom thing in private. And if you want to hear, then you should tell us to do Patreon episodes for you.
Yeah,
and pay us.
Yeah, I reckon we
Jackson,
us talking. Us
tell
talk,
your mates.
I reckon us talking about sitcoms is good Patreon content.
Yeah,
we can go off into the world and explore other things.
We'll be interesting,
and then maybe it will force us to actually talk about the fucking movie.
Well, man, because like 10 years ago as well, like if you. Wait.
I can start taking notes for the movies if that happens. If we want,
I decided to do that at the end of watching this movie. I was like, I'm going to start doing that again.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Would you have considered a shout for The Inbetweeners being a good sitcom?
It is very good.
I never watched it.
The movie's kind of clouded it.
The movie's
like,
really clouded
it. Over Christmas when I was jet lagged, it was on...
Yeah.
Like, I was just in London at my parents' place and it was still on their Netflix. So I was like, oh, this is great.
Yvette watched a few episodes like a year ago. Pretty funny. Like, pretty good. Not as good as it was the first time through, but still pretty tight.
And like, holds up less, but like...
Yeah.
Like, woke-wise.
I think we're done even caring about that.
Yeah,
even just
and
culturally.
Like, also, like, that was...
Oh, like, people rewatching stuff like Scrubs and that and being like, ooh, yeah, it doesn't hold up. I'm
the,
like,
the rewatch
of course,
takedown's kind of done.
I'm like, of course it doesn't. And, like, you know when people are being hateful, like...
Yeah. I'm playing GTA 5, as I've said a few
times. I mean,
times.
Like, you should be happy that it's not happening anymore. Like...
Yeah, you shouldn't complain when bad things happen to you in TV shows, minorities... Yeah. There's no right take here.
I'm with you. I've had people like saying to me, just like, yeah, bloody bit of transphobia in Scrubs. I'm like, yeah, I'll still rewatch it. Like,
yeah. They're also allowed to not watch it if they don't want.
Yeah, totally.
But then, like,
I just think it's a boring
then
take.
That's kind of not, like, that's your call.
Yeah, not going to Clockwork Orange anymore.
Yeah, just don't watch it.
Yeah, I just think it's a boring take.
Yeah, it is. Quite,
oh,
it's definitely boring.
Dull take.
What other good sitcoms?
Studio 60.
Yeah. Man, let's make that podcast.
A little show called
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, I mean,
I thought about it. I don't count it.
If you...
I don't think it's one of the greats.
Oh, man.
Doing that How I Met Your Mother list.
Yeah.
Well, I think in terms of, like... Like, I wouldn't say it's, like, anywhere near as good as, like, Parks or, like, probably, like, even though I haven't watched it, like, the way people talk about 30 Rock, like, stuff like that, like Arrested Development. But, like, in terms of how much bad shit there is, it's very fun.
The high is a high.
How I Met Your Mother is the best laugh track sitcom since Seinfeld.
Yeah, but it's also a laugh track sitcom
it's better
years
than
and years after laugh track sitcoms should have... Friends should have been the last ever laugh track sitcom.
Friends,
I don't know.
Friends,
I think there's a place for them.
Because Friends didn't do drama as well as How I Met Your Mother.
Friends did drama better than people remember.
Yeah, but not as good as
How I Met Your Mother. Like, the drama in How I Met Your Mother is better than the comedy. Like,
that's part of the problem.
No, if How I Met Your Mother had ended after season 5 or 6, people would say it's one of the greatest
sitcoms. Yeah, sure, but it didn't. Like...
Yeah, but then you were just talking about Arrested Development.
There was the big break. Like, it's an easy point to stop. It's more like, this is obviously just, I'm obviously biased because I just like Arrested Development a lot.
Do you know what's funny?
I see what you mean.
It's able to segment it easier, yeah.
Do you know what's funny is that Hastings poured his beer into a glass and he still didn't finish it. Yeah. He didn't pour all of the beer out of the bottle.
It's so weird. For someone who, like...
Because your complaint is always, it's warm and there's drinks in it.
For someone
who I've seen, there's not if you pour it out.
Yeah. Someone who I've seen pull a bong with water that looks like diarrhea, refusing to drink the last bit of beer, is insanity.
This is a fucking sad thing. Is like, because like my ashtray that's out on my deck is normally like a long neck of Melbourne Bitter, but I haven't bought a long neck in ages because I've been buying cases. So I just made a stubby of Melbourne Bitter. And then, like...
That'd get gross quickly.
I forgot which one it was, and I've ashed into the beer I was drinking, and then I drank the, like...
Oh!
And I was so upset with myself.
I've done one from a night before.
Like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Put it down and was cleaning stuff and went warm, 5 cigarettes in it.
Oh, no.
That's fair. Mine was cold with one.
I've had bong water splash up into my mouth.
But literally,
the pale ale moment.
Oh.
But I managed to continue on with no stomach pain or anything. So I was like pretty proud of my constitution
at that point. Actually just carbon and shit. Like,
it would not be good for you.
No, it'd be interesting.
I've ashed a cigarette
it's not good for you to
into
smoke.
A beer and drunk.
You ever ashed a cigarette into a woman's mouth?
No.
Me either.
Yeah, that's sure. Like,
no, like, I haven't.
Sounds
I haven't.
Like you want to.
I genuinely, yeah. No.
Sounds like you want to commit violence.
I don't want. It's, you know, someone floated the idea once. Doesn't matter.
Ashing into a mouth. Like,
maybe a joint rather than a cigarette. I don't smoke Duries anymore, really. I've had a cigarette in ages. It's been great.
Me neither.
Yeah. I have been enjoying.
It's been about an hour.
Marijuana bongs.
With tobacco in them?
Yeah.
As opposed to which bongs?
In China, they smoke cigarette bongs.
Real
thing.
I realize that does happen, but it just, like, it fucking weirds me out because, like, there's nothing to be gained.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point of the
pull of a cigarette.
Yeah, but the whole point of the bong is that it, like, gets you ripped quicker, like.
Oh, that's not strictly true.
Oh, but
it does
get you
ripped
quicker,
like, that's not the point of it.
But, like.
It's a smoother ride.
It's not always though.
It's not actually. It's It's a lot of. The idea is you get a lot more smoke in your lungs because it's filtered. It's filtered through the water, so you're doing more of it because the filtration lets. So it's more extreme because it's clean.
You know what I mean? If I was craving a cigarette, putting like tobacco in a bong and then being like,
yeah,
like that wouldn't be like, yeah. That I guess that was a cigarette's worth. I'm done. I don't have the craving anymore.
Tom Sanderson used to do that every morning. He'd have a backy bong every morning before work.
That is wild. Tom, if you're listening, call me immediately. I want to yell at you.
Charlie also has been smoking less weed and been like, he now has his own bowl because he now goes about 70-80% tobacco in his bongs because he's just addicted to tobacco but doesn't want to take up smoking.
Damn.
Sometimes apparently when we're not around, he just has full tobacco.
The denial stage.
That means he is just smoking.
I'm just like, dude, just have a cigarette. Like, well, that's way less gross. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, good on him.
Something about smoking a tobacco bong feels
weed,
worse.
Dude, I'm with you. I think it's foul.
Also, like, it, to me, like, it defeats the pleasure of a cigarette, which is like a drawn out thing that you do socially with
beer. Yeah, that's what totally what I mean.
So like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
I get a bong, like I'm fucking doing it for like 30 seconds, and yeah. I'm just like.
Imagine if you're out at the pub with everyone, and then everyone like pulls out their bonger.
That's like what happens with water pipes and shit. Like that's
kind of
what.
Yeah, but that's not like. I mean, like because a shisha thing is kind of like a social experience
because
you've got
because
the
it's
long
more drawn out and everything,
and like there's less.
We don't just do one bong and then you put it down. The idea if you're smoking weed with a bong is like it's on the table.
I also
you
like
group, you,
you don't it. Just do one bong.
I hate to use this word as well because it's fucking stupid. But there's like there's more skill in using a bong as opposed to like a because like a shisha you do socially and it's, you know, like I could be talking to you, taking the ball off it. Bong, you have to concentrate and get it.
I have to stop what I'm doing.
Get it slow, get the finger, like the thumb on the shotty, release it at the right point, pull it in.
Yeah, you have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah, so if I'm like with you two and we're like at a pub and you go to do your cigarette bong, you're essentially in your own little world for 30 seconds, which is not really why you smoke.
Well, this this is a thing I've thought about a lot and I'm pretty sure it's true. A joint at a party, very social, right? I think part of that reason for that subconsciously is because you're handing a thing around. Naturally, the attention turns to whoever's holding it, which like...
It's the talking stick.
Yeah, like it adds to a conversation.
It's the conch.
And you're talking, you're having a hit, and then even if you're still talking or whatever, if there's a lull, there's an automatic place to look. Big problem if you're in a sharing bong situation, that this happened to me a lot of times, because everyone just naturally sort of talks to the person holding the thing. So,
are you saying you've used bongs a lot of times on the public record?
Maybe. But so you're doing a bong. You'll often be like, oh, it keeps happening to me. We'll be talking. Oh, yeah, cool. I'm talking. I'm having the thing. People look at me. So I'm mid-sentence. Hold on. And then it'll be 20 seconds till I can talk again. And everyone's just kind of staring there looking at you till someone goes, wait, we've been silent for 4 seconds and we're all staring at a guy who won't, like... Anyway, it doesn't. It's not a natural flow conversation
like,
thing at all. It's quite.
Well, that's
kind of
the. That's kind of the more.
Like if you're smoking a bong at a party, you're just doing it to get high.
Yes,
but that's also like the more fun part about being like new to weed culture and stuff. Like when you first got a group of mates and a bong around, like you're fucking Tupac. It's all eyes on me, baby. You know, like I'm doing the bong.
I'll tell you what's
everyone's
not.
Around you cheering. Woo!
I'll tell you what,
everyone's like, fucking watch you punch that. He's a fiend. Yeah. Like I've been like when the first time I did bongs, like we were like 18, I think, and like the whole thing, like. Because like the people I was with were like fucking experts, and we just went around like kids from the suburbs being like, "All right," and then just like,
"I lost a bong right now, yeah."
Like you're like, "Of course I want to do it because I want to get fucked up with these cool people and my friend who invited me here," but like I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't put my thing on. So like to those guys, like they didn't say anything because they wanted to be cool. But to those guys, I'm just wasting weight, just being like.
Like, just sort of burning it in a crucible and just letting it go.
Barely breathing.
But there is like
out.
A bit of like when you get that, it is, you know, like people are watching you being like, he's gonna fucking punch it. He's
I'm also not talking like house party. I'm talking when like
I'll tell you what's not fun though is living with someone who's going through that, like getting into weed culture. Extremely uncool.
Yeah, you gotta get a vet like me. When once a vet leaves me, I'm moving in.
You are not coming anywhere near
here. Well, I got bad news for you.
I've got bad news for you. Is that I'm in charge, dude.
I think there is something a little, and it shouldn't be, but I think there is something a little sadder than like a guy who like just like goes to the fridge, gets a beer, and sits in that beanbag chair and drinks the beer versus like someone who punches four bongs in the beanbag. Like there is that kind of branching thing of like normal. Loser, which not like if
it's
the
not necessarily fair.
Well, like if the tables were turned and like alcohol was illegal and weed was legal, you'd
do
the same thing.
It's the physical toll on your body, and like and even just socially, like if someone's drunk and you're sober, it's fucking annoying. Whereas if like someone's high, it's still annoying. It doesn't bother me nearly as much if I'm sober and someone's high.
Yeah, but that's probably because you smoke way more weed and you're used to the stuff. Like it's fucking annoying to have people who are just high around.
All right, well, then you can just say my name.
I mean, it's heavily implied.
I wasn't even implying.
Yeah, no. I'm good, dude.
You kind of always want to be on the level with everyone else. Like, if everyone else is, like, on caps, you want to be on caps. If everyone's on coke, it's annoying to be around people who are...
doing a different thing.
Just in some... like, have ingested some sort of intoxicant and you haven't.
Yeah, that's why you're a follower, Rose, and I'm a leader. I'm a leader of men. You guys are all on cocaine, I'm doing mescaline.
I think...
you guys are all on caps, guess who's on MDM? Acid.
Guess who's also on caps.
Okay, I have a new theory, and feel free to shoot this down.
I'm listening.
Is that I think, ultimately, I prefer to be around drunk people. Mm. Because drunk people, there's more of a variable.
Yeah.
So, like, someone's a happy, loving drunk. Another person is an angry drunk. Another person is a sloppy drunk. A weed person is just generally... up space.
I will absolutely agree that a drunk party is more interesting to us high. Like a five dudes sitting around drunk is going to be more interesting than five dudes sitting around high.
Yeah, high party is like flat.
And sometimes, you know what? Like, I know exactly the scenarios you're describing. Sometimes, yeah, I'm absolutely in the mood to get rowdy with the boys. Let's all be yelling at each other over a table at the back of Charlie Chan's. Genuinely sounds sick. But also sometimes it's like kind of want to just hang out and have a couple lonely conies.
Yeah, no, I'm but saying the same that, number of people. I'm saying people that as a sober person, it's probably more entertaining to be around drunk people because
I find drunk people so annoying when I'm sober.
Because the opportunity for more mischief out of variables arises.
I become like a mum all of a sudden. I'm all like, oh, can you guys be sensible, please? Like, I'm really annoying when maybe I'm the problem when I'm sober. Everyone else is drunk, but I don't love it.
What I found, I think, because I didn't, but like
you're a fucking whiner.
I didn't drink because I didn't drink for 7 months. Mm. I like
when was this 0 to 7 months?
The start of 2017. But like I found it. What is hard is just walking into a group of drunk people. Because I was like, I remember a day like when I wasn't drinking and I hung out with like, we had like a powerbomb meeting. So there was like the six of us. And then like you guys drank all day. Mm. So I was there with you at the start.
Sounds like us.
But I was there with like, you at the start while you were drinking and I wasn't drinking. So I could like ride your mood all day while you got drunk.
Yeah, right.
So I was fine to be around coming everyone. Into it, so but if I have to come into it when you were all pissed, that's when it's like, oh, this sucks. Yeah. Like, that's when it's shit.
Was that keg day?
That was not keg day. I drank on keg day.
We're going to do another keg day.
Are we
too old for keg day now? No. Well, we'll do another keg day.
It's been fucking 3 years.
Yeah, also, I hope we'll do another keg day. Like, we deserve it.
It's like, when do you get, like, based on what you've seen, when do you get too old to drink a bunch of beers?
Never.
Exactly.
I mean, there would be people that told
us. My granddad was doing that. You know,
okay. When until you die,
there'd be people that would tell you that, like, we're already at that age, but
those people are losers. I don't want to hang out with them.
You've been to a fucking.
I agree.
But you've been to a wedding and watched like a fucking parent cut loose, or a 50th or a 60th.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what about with weed?
Oh no, I'm planning on being an old stoner dude.
Well, I think like weed gets more appealing.
You're going to be some fucking weird cunt with a pipe smoking peyote or some shit.
Weed gets more appealing as you get older.
I agree. People, it gets like a little more stigmatized, but I think it actually
suits the lifestyle better. No, I think as you get older, it's like people kind of, it seems more whimsical that you're we're 50 and we're going to smoke a joint.
I agree when you're talking 56. I'm saying when I'm 40, it's going to be like, ugh. Like,
yeah, that's bad,
I'll ride it out.
Because when I'm 70, I'm unboxing the PlayStation 1, Final Fantasy, my hands, carpal tunneled out, but have a joint and then I can fucking creak the bones to beat Ultimate Weapon for the 78th time.
Yeah. Here's my question. When you're playing Final Fantasy 7 on the PlayStation 1 in 2050 or whatever... are you putting on the like God mode super speed shit, or are you doing it raw?
Whoa, that's a good question, honestly.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm doing a God mode super speed.
I'm thinking about going back in on 7 God mode super
but
speed.
But like I have time. Like I don't have time. Like
when you're 70, do you have 150 hours left?
Yeah, but then like I'd be like, you know what? Like
that's so dark. But an old man being like, better play this on super speed because who knows?
Yeah, but then
see, you know, like, I actually heard that once. It was like a little kid was like walking down the street with like their nan, And like that, it was obviously they were trying to like get somewhere, and the kid was trying to hurry them up. And they literally said, "Like, come on, man, you haven't got long to live yet." Like, I'm not even kidding. That happened right out the front of the bottle shop I used to work in.
You know what? Maybe I'd do it at normal speed. Because, like, at that point, you'd be a little older.
Then you've gone for a walk.
Well, I've seen the... I've played the fucking game to completion a million times. Who knows what happened. So at that point, it becomes very much like life in that it's, like, the journey, not the destination.
You're doing the process. Yeah, well, it's also, I guess, for you, that it's very much like spending time with old friends, you know?
Yeah.
Going back. Like, I'll probably play Ocarina of Time again. I reckon I'm going to do that game once a decade till I die. Like,
yeah, fucking my iPad 20 will be going off. My shitty grandkids will be trying to call me. I'll be pressing the hang-up button. Fucking hanging out with Cloud, Aerith, and boys.
You've played Ocarina of Time, right?
To a certain point.
You should. When Nintendo figure out whatever they're doing with all their old Nintendo 64 shit, you should try.
I've got a copy of it on GameCube.
Oh, like the mastered one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. I never played that version.
It's good.
I reckon you should give it a full go sometime. It's such a good game.
I stopped somewhere.
All right, once
like, this too old.
Now that we're into just game recommendations, what say we put the fucking boot?
No,
in
wait.
This
I have
ep.
One more question.
Okay.
Yeah. So drinking.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Until you're however old.
Yeah.
Weed, you reckon it gets touch and go 40s.
I reckon 15 to 20, it's here. Let's say at 15 to 20, let's say it's at an 8.
I see where this question's headed.
Then at 20, you know, by the time you're 25, 30, you're hitting pretty low. You're down 2 for coolness. When you're 40, you're at 0. That's no good. You can't be doing that. 50, you're picking back up. You're up at 6, 7 again. But if you're like 90 and you're smoking weed, that's 10 out of 10 cool.
Yeah.
That's
MDMA? Late.
MDMA, this reminds me of,
I reckon that's once you get to about like 40, people would start to be like, what are you doing?
MDMA bottoms out, right?
Yeah, and also the older you get, you need a more extreme excuse to do it. By the time you're 35, I reckon it's like, this should pretty much just be for musical festivals. Like
that's
music
what I was
going to
say. As long as Meredith exists, I will be doing it.
Though. I reckon I'll be doing it well into my 50s.
Cocaine.
I think literally just for your heart, you should stop in your 50s.
50s?
Yeah.
I reckon 40s.
No, I'll keep.
But you think it's still cool?
Yeah,
to be
you, but like
years.
Like normal people.
But you think it's cooler than weed to be into cocaine in your 40s?
Absolutely. People in their 40s love cocaine.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, actually. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree with you now.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like at weddings and stuff, I've been to. It's like they.
Yeah, I've come around on that.
But I think that's purely because I have more money and I need this to be awake.
Oh, there's a lot of factors for a lot of things. Mm. But yeah, absolutely. Literally, just using it to be awake. I do that with like Dexys now sometimes.
I consider like starting like.
When do I have to stop doing Dexys? Is the real question.
Nah, like 10 years
I should
ago.
I really stopped doing them. They're pretty bad for me.
When you're in high school.
Like, I can't really say I've quit cigarettes because I've only done it for like a month and a half. But I'd take up cigarettes.
Good start.
Like if I was 70 and I wasn't like riddled with some disease, I'd take up smoking again.
You've always liked smoking though.
Yeah, I love
Even
smoking.
When I was a smoker, I didn't like smoking.
It's great.
I was addicted to it and I hated not doing it. But like I've always felt like this is gross and I didn't want to.
That's always the thing is you'll quit when you want to quit.
Yeah. Well, that's the last time I quit, it wasn't hard. The first couple times it was really hard. The last time I just sort of stopped.
Man, whenever you quit, it's not hard because you need pills to make it hard. That's a Viagra joke. Bringing it back, baby.
Quitting cigarettes makes your dick harder.
Yes. Because it's a vascular thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't make it bigger, unfortunately.
No.
I've been measuring it every day.
Yeah, because you don't have the cigarettes there anymore to put next to it as a perspective trick. You know, look how much bigger it is. It's so much thicker as well.
I keep one around.
I think since the appendectomy, my balls have shrunk a little bit. Just like a little bit.
Wait, but having smaller balls is better.
Since the appendectomy, I think my balls have shrunk a little bit.
I thought you said since you got a vasectomy.
I wish, baby. I might get one in the next like few years, though.
Man, why bother? You'll be old enough where you'll be coming dust in like 10 years anyway.
Do you think this cunt has any amount of virility in him? There's no way.
Yeah, you're irradiated. Your fucking balls are Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to take that chance, though. Maybe just think, well, I don't want to have a fucking mutant baby, you know?
I mean, that baby's not making it past. Yeah, it's not getting anywhere.
Yeah. No one's getting pregnant off your shit.
I just finished reading Blood Meridian by Cormac McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got, like, a character called the imbecile. Who's just, who's like dragged around in a cage and like eats his own shit and is covered in shit. That's your baby.
I think I was just gonna say that's you.
That's not bad.
Hastings is kind of more like the kid in Blood Meridian, in that he goes along with stuff. Yeah, but he's got more of a heart.
Mm.
I do have a good heart,
and I'm the judge, a big naked man.
Is this book just listing, like, is this like a tarot card thing? The judge, the kid, the imbecile.
It does sound like
if
that.
If you like hardcore violence and a lot of written N-words,
yeah, Meridian's. That's my favorite kind of N-words.
It's the great American.
Transcribe.
It's the great American novel.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well,
shall we put a
pin
in
Cormac
this?
McCarthy
fuck, record. An hour and a half.
Yeah, we did it. Does that mean we can do a half-hour episode next time?
It's like
early bark. Let's go have a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, got nothing to do.
Yeah, anyone can hang around here whenever they fucking want. I got no one lives here. I got nothing to do.
All right, listener, come to Rose's anytime.
And when I said anyone, I meant anyone who contacts me and I say yes or no.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Patreon.
Yes, please tell us if you want Patreon.
Give us a reason.
Because somebody said. Also, here's something we've probably never said. Like, share, subscribe. Apparently, that helps.
Yeah, please actually do that despite you know, the bit
like,
of...
Have people ever
listen
left,
to the podcast.
If people ever left reviews, have we ever even looked at them?
Yeah, we've got like 18 five-star reviews on iTunes.
Have people written nice things?
They're mostly people we know. You can tell who's who.
Right.
I think one of them's your wife that's like, I don't really like podcasts.
This podcast sucks, but Andrew asked me to five-star rate it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like...
It sounds like the apple of my eye.
Well, it also sounds
the
like...
The love of my life.
Like if it was...
The lady of the manor, yeah, Mrs. Hastings.
If it was like a husband review as well, it'd be like 5 stars, like, he's the dad to my cat.
Daddy cat Hastings.
I guess I don't really love him, but he's the dad to my cat. 5 stars.
Yeah. Look, my marriage is great.
fuck, that was convincing.
I'm doing great.
Hastings just wearing Yvette's wedding band as an earring.
She just said that it was like her finger was too heavy. She didn't want to wear it anymore.
She gave it to me as a gift. She said I could have it back.
She said, take your little bitch boy ring back. Little
in fact, she insisted to the point of basically forcing it in my face.
It's not meant to be an earring, but she drove it through.
Yeah. Social media, I'm Rose Alice Piper on Twitter and fucking Instagram, Rose Piper on Facebook. We are We Ate It All Podcast on Instagram, We Ate It All on Twitter, and we'll just tell you mother, We Ate It All on Facebook.
Powerbomb Comedy will be back at some point, and go to it when it is, especially if you're listening to this in the future when quarantine and lockdowns are all done and bars are back open.
Yeah, comedy at Puppet Getty's will be back one day.
Yeah. We're all going to be big famous comedians when this is over.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch us go. James?
Yeah. Play Rocket League with
me. Yeah.
I was hoping you were just going to leave it yeah.
If anyone has any like...
Yeah, I agree.
Old games they want to give me? I'll take video
Recommend
games.
Me some games.
I've
played... Since quarantine started, I've played... Red Dead Redemption, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Outer Worlds, Jedi Fallen Order. Now I'm on The Witcher, which is pretty tight, so I'm going to get into it. I'm also, you can find me at Drill on
Twitter.
On Twitter.
I'm thinking about...
With the one L.
Yeah. I'm thinking
no,
about getting...
I'm two.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I'm just Drills.
Yeah, Drills.
I'm thinking about getting into GTA Online.
Oh, man. Nah. Yeah, the podcast's been going too
long. Yeah, let's end this. You can talk about this off air.
To next step.
To the next step.
So come back next week while we review Bear in the Big Blue House, the film, because this is a baby podcast for babies now.
Blues Clues.
Oh, no. Andy need wipe.